want to know how to find it. Seek it out when they hide it. You know it's in the bag when it's an easy grab. But come on, take a chance now. So go, 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 geocache, geocache. And if you need help, we're right there in a flash. If you got a question, just call in and ask. Uncover the stash on the Geocaching Podcast. The Geocaching Podcast.
Welcome to the Geocaching Podcast, episode 452, recorded live on May 18th, 2016. I'm your host, Head Hard Hat with
Scott Burks
and Taz 427.
With special guests.
Shorty Nick.
Yeah.
Hey, that's me.
You can join our chat room and watch our live video stream, plus participate with us as we record this episode. All this and more can be found at www.geocachingpodcast.com/live. Be sure to contact us via our voicemail line at 630-31-VOICE, and also find us on Twitter at geocachingpodcast.com/Twitter, and Facebook at geocachingpodcast.com/Facebook. This episode is sponsored by our good patrons of the Geocaching Podcast. To become a contributing patron, simply click on our Patreon logo on our webpage to help keep our podcast going. From all of us at Geocaching Podcast, we thank you. Yeah, yeah, yeah. We have had some fun this week geocaching. At least I have. Good stuff. I went out, actually did a periscope of it, and found this one of those little free libraries. I don't know if you guys have ever seen one of those before. It's just it's a box on somebody's lawn, usually, right by the street. And in there, you've got tons of books for the people in the neighborhood. And if you want a book, you take a book. If you have a book, leave a book, that kind of thing. And this one was brand new, just put in, but it was also a letterbox geocache.
A letterbox geocache.
Yeah, right inside behind the stack of one of the books.
Wait a second. A letterbox geocache.
Yes.
Oh, okay. I'm thinking of a where I go.
Like, there you go.
So it was not like a letterbox hybrid. You don't have to like go place to find.
No, no. This is so simple. You go to the little free library and you're there. This wasn't like where sometimes they project waypoints and things like that for you to go find said letterbox. It was in the library.
But there are some letterbox hybrid travel bug hotels. I've been to one that was pretty cool.
That's neat. Yeah, so we went through and it was brand new. I think I was three other people in front of me signed the log book that they had. I was the first one to actually put a stamp in it.
Really?
So,
awesome.
Yeah, I have a fleur. And
a
fleur
de lis.
Yes, a fleur.
Like Guy Lafleur?
Yeah, kind of. Only more swirls. Just saying.
Less fighting.
Yeah, less fighting, more swirls. It's nice. It's little. It's neat. And I keep it in my pack. And when I find them, I stamp. And I have a little book that I take from their stamp. And away we go.
And what is it a picture of?
What? For mine or theirs?
Your stamp. Oh, your stamp.
My stamp's a fleur.
You don't know what that is?
I don't know what the floor is.
I'm sure I have a stamp with the floor.
Yes, it's a special little curly Q. It looks like the top of a fence post.
Mm-hmm. And that's your stamp?
Yeah, just for fun, because when
you don't have a hard hat?
Does it have like a Triple H or something?
I'm waiting for that one. I'm actually going to make one to that. That one was my...
You have a floor.
I have a floor, yes. Wife Amy has her like ladybug, and I have a fleur. It's what was available at the time of which we purchased said stamps. I didn't want a ladybug, so I got a fleur.
So your choice was a fleur or a ladybug?
Yeah, pretty much. Huh? So that's how it went. But we've had several letterboxes, so it's worked.
I go to Letterbox. I just sign my name.
Yeah, see, that's the whole point. You're supposed to stamp and get their stamp, and away you go. Mm-hmm. Okay. Thus, Letterbox.
I just don't want people, you know, like, thinking of me and thinking of a fleur.
I think it's elegant. It's a royal seal, actually. So, yeah.
That's the route you want to go. You can go that way.
For now, that's how I roll. I'm just saying.
So, Andy, it's good to be back, by the way.
Yes, welcome back, Mr. What's his name? Yes, right. How you doing?
I'm only back for a week, though. Won't be here next week.
I know it. It's kind of easy come, easy go. I'm just saying.
Yeah,
you know,
I am almost halfway through the season. That's the good news. So it's almost halfway.
Yes, not including overtime.
Right. But kids are playing great, man. Toby's playing great. He pitched last night. He had two really good hits. He's doing great.
That's awesome.
T-ball is adorable. You know, little Shaney's playing T-ball. He's really cute.
I love it. I love it.
Yeah, having fun. So
cool stuff. So I think, what's going on?
Most of June, I think I should be here, right?
I think you are.
I think a lot of June I am.
I think, let's see, June, I think you're not there the 15th and the 22nd.
Oh, so half of June.
Half of June. Half. I got the little schedule right here on the piece of paper, so I know.
I'll be back soon. Don't worry.
Yes, and then if not, the ratings have been really good with Daryl. So I'm just saying.
Well played.
but you were actually out doing some stuff.
I was.
Something about Cashly.
Yeah. So I last time I was on the show, I mentioned how Cashly I wanted to get it, and so I reached out to the Cashly owner. And I said, can I beta test it? He said, absolutely, you can beta test. And so he sent me Cashly, and I took it out a couple times. And I don't want to get into it right now on the show, but I really enjoyed it. I think it is a lot of people have said some really great things about it, and I tend to agree with them. Mm-hmm. I think it's really good. I think it's got a little ways to go. But by far, heads and tails above the official geocaching app.
I think,
and I gave that high praise.
Yes, you did. I just want it for Android. I'm just saying.
Yeah, it's I mentioned to him. I said, hey, you know, I mean, I know I don't want to reach above my bounds, so to speak. But you know, my girlfriend also is a cacher. She's got over 7,000 hides or finds. We cache all the time. If you have an Android one, you know, I know she'd love to beta test it as well, and
sure.
You can get, you know, 2-for-1 deal, and he's like, I don't have it for Android, you know, unfortunately. So
fine.
Yeah, but it's pretty good. It's pretty good. I mean, and the best part is that, you know, as soon as he sent it to me, I downloaded it, and I was just tinkering around with it. And I don't want to get off on a tangent here with this, but like, I'm tinkering around with it, and a couple of things I noticed right off the bat.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I shot him a quick email, and literally within 5 minutes he's emailing me back. He's like, no, this is here and this is here, you know. I'm like, oh yeah, you're right. Thanks, dude. I'm like, I love that kind of customer service.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
And other people have said that as well. Like, he gets back to you within like 10 minutes, he'll get back to you. So obviously it's going to his phone, you know, that he's but he's got a really good thing going, you know.
Cool.
It's really good.
I'll be interested to see how that really progresses.
Good. Yeah, me too.
Awesome.
I'm looking forward to, you know, start beta testing on that thing, and you know, and taking it out in the wild. And like I said, I didn't, and it was good. So I got no complaints, but
excellent.
That's all I want to say about that. Again, we can talk about it another time if you want to.
Absolutely, we will.
Really good app. I think the owner made it because it's really good. And yeah, Cashly, guys, it's worth it.
Mm-hmm.
It is. It's got my seal of approval.
All right, Shorty Nitz, how'd you do? Any geocaching in the recent history?
I honestly don't remember the last time I found a cache.
Wow.
Really? Yeah, because like the last couple I wasn't with you.
No, I know. I think
so it's been a while
for her. It's been probably about a week and a half.
Yeah.
I think since the last time we didn't have kids. Like, my kid plays baseball, and I'm in school full time, even though it's summer. I'm still taking classes over the summer. So
sure.
That's my life. That's it. So
The last one I saw was your periscope of trying to get a gadget cache by putting a dime in the phone.
Oh, yeah, that was you and Cam.
I totally forgot about that. On Mother's Day, I went out.
Mother's Day, when was that?
That was, Mother's Day. That was the last time I cached. Went to lunch with my mom and my son, and on the way home, I asked my son, you know, what do you want to do? He said, let's stop for some caches. I said, okay. So we were out on the farm roads, way out on the back roads, and we stopped for a few good ones. And I had already found that gadget cache. It was really a cool one. I thought he would enjoy it.
Explain what it does.
So it's in an old payphone, and you have to put a dime in it, and you turn the dial, and when it, you know, obviously gets to the right point, the cash pops out the bottom of it. So it was really cool. So
on a payphone,
yeah, it was neat.
It was neat.
Cool.
I love the periscope. It was great, especially
didn't work quite right.
I was going to say that awkward moment of, oh, now what?
Right. Yeah. Never fails.
Yeah. Because I went caching without you after one of Toby's games.
Uh-huh.
I got a couple. That's right. So I've cached before more recently than her.
Wow. That's
awesome.
We've
always cached together.
Well, yeah. Yeah. That's the same way with me and even with wife Amy today, because I let her know, because I got 8 notices on First of Fines, and they were all in Apex where she works. And I'm like, oh, you dog, here's 8. She went out and got 3 First of Fines.
Yeah, I saw that on Facebook. She went right across the street from her work, and her, her co-worker saw her.
Yeah.
That's funny.
Oh, you're kidding.
No, literally right across the side from her.
Oh, you can't go wrong with that, man.
But she had fun. She's gleaming. I can't wait to talk to her.
We got our FTF this month.
Yeah.
We got our FTF this month.
What was it?
I don't know, but I know we got it.
I know we got it.
Oh, I know what it was. It was the one with all that food in it.
Oh, did you see that Periscope, Andy?
No, I missed that one.
Oh, Andy. It was like, it must have been 7, 8 in the morning. And, you know, I have like an 88 month in a row geocaching FTF streak going since November of 2008. Figure out how many months that is, guys.
A lot.
So, and so I always like to do it pretty early as I can. Get it out of the way so I don't have to worry about it. And so Jesse taps me on the shoulder at like 7:30 in the morning going, a cache is my life. Do you want to go? It's like 5 miles away. And I'm like, yeah. Can you hear me, by the way?
I don't know. Are you getting a buzz?
Yeah, I'm getting a light buzz.
All right. I'm getting a heavier buzz. Hang on a sec. I don't know if it's my phone or what.
Yeah, how's that? Is that better?
That's better.
Yeah. I took my glasses off.
Okay.
Sorry. So she taps me on the shoulder about 7:30 in the morning in bed. She's like, do you want to go for it? I'm like, yeah, I want to go for it. So we get up and we go for it, and we get, it's under a bridge and it's raining out. So we go under the bridge.
Well,
and it,
first of all, it's hidden by somebody who has never even found a cache.
Oh, right?
This is their first hide, no finds. So I'm thinking, oh, this is going to be great. And it's like a 2, 3.5 rated.
Really?
Yeah. Thinking great.
so we climb down, we go get it, and I had to periscope it when I saw it because it's literally. It's a pasta container.
It's so, like a to-go salad.
Lovely.
Yeah, literally in Chicago, they think this is going to survive anything. And
on the ground under
a bridge, you know, 2 feet from water, so we get any significant rain and the thing is washed away. And inside it is a log and food.
Wow. And a note that says, here are some snacks. Don't eat them all.
Oh my God.
For the next finder.
Or the squirrels or the raccoons
food.
Or
food. Yeah. Food. I think that was a swag, was food.
Wow.
Yeah. Is that what still has anyone else got that one? Do you put a watch on it?
I didn't put a watch on it either.
But yeah. it's not long for this world, let's put it that way.
No. I think it's gonna go missing.
We at least put it up on the ledge.
Yeah, we ledged
under
it.
The bridge.
So maybe it'll survive a little longer. But yeah, so that was our FTF for this month.
Wow.
Interesting to say the least. Yeah, that was a couple weeks ago.
And it was on county property, which is not allowed.
You know, as everybody, I've complained many times on this podcast about my county, Kane County, where no, that's a no-no, you know, so... Yeah, it's on Kane County.
So much to talk about. That one cache could take up a whole show.
Absolutely.
Oh, it was just a whole bundle of nightmare. Yeah.
Wow. All right.
That's why you should, only premiums should be allowed to place cash.
I'm telling you, there's a lot of stuff, and even a lot of the lackeys were saying in different podcasts that I've been listening to lately, and they're all saying the same thing. Well, you know, it would be nice if people waited a little while before and got some experience before they put out a geocache. And we've been screaming for how long now? No, duh.
Right.
But, yeah.
And not only that, I mean, my issue, we have a lot of issues around here with kids, you know, 10, 11, 12-year-old kids. And I think that's the case everywhere.
Right.
Especially now that the geocaching app is free.
Right.
All these kids get their phones, they find this free app, and they think, oh, this is cool, and...
And they put out snacks.
So, you know, I had a thought that if you, I mean, obviously it's not enforceable, but, you know, if you have somebody who's like under 16, they have to have an adult sort of as their, what's the word? Like as their, you know.
Their mentor.
Their mentor. Thank you. That's the
Padawan?
Word.
What are you?
There you go. Ah, Padawan geocacher. Take this lightsaber and bushwhack over there.
So, I think just premium. I mean, I think you can only making only placing premium. I think that would knock out 95% of the crap out.
I bet. Then again, nowadays, the only people that can use the app with any great fortitude are premium members.
Premium anyway, true.
Yeah, I mean, I've never used the app without a premium membership, so I have no idea how bad it is.
I have. I logged in as Cameron, as my son, one time. I logged in under his account.
On the new app?
The new app, yeah, because he's obviously not premium. Yeah. And I couldn't find the cash that I wanted to go find because it was more than a 1.5, 1.5.
Wow. Really?
Yep, yep.
All right, well, I have no idea where Taz went. So
this might be interesting.
This should be very interesting.
Good thing I'm here, I guess.
I really think so. This is good. All right, one way or the other, we can do that or just talk about stuff. I don't care. Let's see. Let's move on to the podcast roundup, letting our viewers know what's going on in the geocaching podcasting community. And what's coming up this week on GeoGearheads is randomize, XLVI, which is probably 4,376. Chris Ronan pretending not to work at geocaching.com tonight. Chris Umfenauer and Daryl Wattenberg talk about several smaller geocaching topics of this episode. And Chris Ronan is Rock Chalk. Sorry about that. For some reason, I flipped onto software stuff. They're going to be on for a randomized show. And for GeoSnippets Reboot Podcast, we are taking on now. Scott, I know you had a nice conversation with Mr. Mark from OBEEP not too long ago, because God knows what shows you've been on in the past few months. But anyways, one of the comments I heard Mark make was about Headheart Hat using Pinterest as if it was a bad thing.
Dude, I stuck up for you, though.
You did. You did great. Thank you very much, by the way. But it's like, oh, my God, he's actually having to use Pinterest. I'm sorry. There's a lot of good stuff in Pinterest. So we're going to have, if Daryl can have random 5,364, we're going to have another episode with interesting ideas out of Pinterest.
You're actually going to do a whole Pinterest episode?
Oh, yeah, yeah. It's cool because a lot of times we'll pick a...
You're asking Mark.
I know it. It's good. Matter of fact, I'm going to mention it just so that he hears it. and go that way. But yeah, there's a lot of good stuff out of there. Matter of fact, one of the ones, and laugh or not, because the topic's a little... interesting, but one of the things that we had noticed somebody sent to us about making a fairy geocache, and you use up not that kind.
Oh,
here, let me hit this.
What other kind?
Basically, you make a fairy house.
What the hell is a fairy house?
I'll show you a picture of one that we found. We have found.
Yes. Oh. And one of the tutorials we're going to do in about 2 weeks, we're gathering the materials right now, is to do a tutorial on how to make a fairy house geocache.
What the hell is a fairy
house? I'll show you.
Is it like a birdhouse?
Kind of like a birdhouse for gnomes.
Is it the one we found in the woods that one time?
Yeah,
there
it
you
was
go.
The one that we found.
That the one we found in the
that
woods?
One, that one in the woods.
I heard myself say it and go, that sounds so stupid. You know that one cache that one time we
you
found?
Know, there, when we did, out of the 16,000 or 17,000 that we found.
When we did the Team Alex Abbey series.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Yeah, yes. That's a fairy house?
Yeah.
Really?
Mm-hmm. There we
cool.
go.
Yeah, that was really nice. Yeah, it was a good thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's cute. I mean, it's cool things, and you can be creative, and we've got some ideas. So, like I said, in the next couple of weeks, GeoSnippets Reboot Podcast. And finally, folks, please, please, please consider becoming a Patreon for our show. We need contributing folks to help us throw some money our way so that we can keep the podcast going, because it costs money to do that. And if you can go to geocachingpodcast.com and click on our Patreon or our PayPal links and throw us a couple bucks each month, we'd greatly appreciate it. All right, I think we tried to stall as much as we could. Taz, are you there?
Wow, he's having some major issues.
He's having
Corey issues.
Oh, man. All right, so anyways, we will work with that. He's here in spirit, I think, because I see his...
I think he's trying to... I think he's having issues with his...
his router.
Yep, he's...
There he goes.
He's like, I think I can, I think I can. No, I can't.
No, he can't. I can't help it.
And no, I can't.
All right. So anyways, we're going to move on. One of the things that was in here, we were sent by a request from Adam McCready from the UK. And I'll read this out for you, fine folks. And We will give a few more minutes for Taz to go. This is a little lengthy, but not too bad. This is for all our listeners and viewers off into the UK. And my thing just locked up from Adam. Here we go. The summer of 2016 promised to be an exciting time for geocachers. On July 30th, the first mega of the season, Pirate Mania 9 is being held near Shrewsbury. And I apologize profusely to our friends in the other side of the pond if I say things wrong. The following day in Ashridge, near Tring, Geo Olympics 2016 takes place before a... I'm sorry?
Trang?
Tring, T-R-I-N-G. It's in Ashridge. Ashridge, near Tring.
Okay.
The following day, said. Geo Olympics 2016... takes place before a week of events running up to the 9th annual UK Mega Event, which is being held in, oh God, Llangollen, L-L-A-N-G-O-L-L-E-N, Llangollen?
I don't even know.
North Wales.
I guess like Baltimore to them is weird.
Yeah, so it's I'm thinking they know where this is. All right.
I'm thinking of like, what would somebody in the UK think of a town called Oconomowoc?
Yes.
In Wisconsin.
Yes.
Yeah.
Or Dowagiac.
We have right. Indian names.
Right. Yes.
So what do they have? What are those?
Nobles. Who knows?
I'll have to call Mark.
Yeah, we'll have Mark translate. So anyways, the 9th annual UK Mega Event, which is being held in Llangollen, North Wales, on the 6th August 2016. See, they put dates all funny and stuff.
Oh, yeah, backwards. Yeah.
Yeah, in addition to three megas and at least 10 events, there is the exciting addition of the GPS maze exhibit being held in Llangollen, which is the first time in the UK and the first time in England outside of North America. Why not come along for an opportunity to experience three distinctly different mega events, the GPS maze, 40 lab caches across three megas, and the GPS megs. Yeah. And taste the broad range of geocaches that the UK has to offer all in 1 week. Now, we will have links to each of these in the shows. We have it to Pyromania 9, Geo Olympics, North Wales 2016 UK Mega, and the North Wales 2016 UK Mega website with all the different events. And again, we want to say thank you to Adam McCready. And if I mispronounced the wonderful towns of which you live in, I greatly apologize.
Yeah, me and Jesse drove 17 hours to go and see the maze exhibit.
Oh yeah, you went down south.
Yes, we did. But I think how long should the drive have been?
I don't know, like 10 hours.
Yeah, we turned the 10-hour drive into a 17-hour.
Well, yeah, that's what geocaching does.
And Jesse almost died in the process.
Wow.
Almost death.
Well, that's not uncommon, unfortunately, for you two.
No.
When you're out geocaching.
No, but that's the closest she's ever come to death. Like
the tree falling on her.
Yeah, was the tree when the tree almost fell in.
That was death. Yeah, it was in the middle of Tennessee, in the middle of the woods, in the middle of the night.
What could happen?
Explain that one to the cops. See, officer.
I would have been dead, and you would have been in jail. Yeah.
Just here.
Wow, she was bludgeoning in the head.
I got no case.
You're done.
I really got no case.
Yeah. All right.
You have fun with the maze exhibit, though.
Yeah, I thought it was. I thought it was a little overrated.
I've never seen it.
You've never seen it?
It was actually in Raleigh. It was actually here before I knew what it was, and never knew.
I didn't hate it, but like I think maybe I was expecting more.
I was totally expecting more.
Yeah. You're like, don't get your hopes up to people who go. It's cool and it's awesome.
First of all, it's very rudimentary. To
see anything about geocaching is awesome. They've got this whole, I don't know, are they going to have the coin collection? I wonder if they're going to have that original. They had like this original coin collection, like the first coins. That was really cool. But for kids.
I was just going to say that. You know who would have really enjoyed it is my 9-year-old son.
Right.
Right.
It's really for kids.
Yeah.
I mean, we did it in 10 minutes. We're like, 17
okay.
hours,
yep,
huh?
We're done.
And you get the icon.
But hey, we got the icon.
I drove 17 hours for an icon. Yep. I'm not ashamed to say it, but yes, that's pretty much what I did.
Awesome. All right. Well, I think what we'll do is I think Chad's trying. He is like that Billy. There he is.
Hey!
Are you there?
Hey, I'm sorry about that. I don't know if you saw me pop in a few times.
Oh, yeah.
I wasn't getting anything from you guys.
Ah.
I love Microsoft, and I love my ISP. You know, they give me such great service.
Well, this...
You know, you think you're on the coast, you think you'd get better service than that.
Yeah.
Especially California. All right, I think we can move in while he's still here and jump into the quiz.
Okay.
All right, so the way this works is very simple. Each of our hosts, and this is going to be most fun for the people watching, if you're listening to us on the podcast, go back and watch the YouTube video, because this is going to be fun, because Chad is by himself in California, and Scott and Shorty Nitz are literally right next to each other in front of the camera. So this is going to be fun. Each host has an item of which that is going to be their flag for when they know if they win, if they know the answer or not. And they will put whoever puts their item in front of said camera first. There you go. See, this is gonna be this is gonna be good.
Is it upside down?
You have an upside down pickle, Scott?
Actually, mine kind of looks like that.
Okay, so there you go. That's how. All right. So let's move on to the way this works. You get 5 points for each correct answer.
Are we doing this like last time where it's like the 100?
No. We're just going to make it a little easier. I'm going to call them out. You're going to, whoever raises their thing, their object of choice, is going to have the first pick at the answer. If you answer it correctly, you get 5 points. If you answer incorrectly, you lose 10 points.
10 points.
Yes.
Okay, really quick. Are these the same questions you used on your own show last week? Because I didn't listen to that
show. No. Well, that's not true. Not to say that we've been doing the quiz a lot. This is all the questions from all the quizzes so far. So
well,
it's going to be.
Taz has seen all those shows. He's got all the answers.
Taz is actually a pretty good fan of them, so he might have a slight bit of a. Of course, the last time we did this, Corey ended up winning.
I've never hoped that Taz would pop off more than I have.
All right, so
wait,
let's.
That came out wrong. Sorry, I mean like come off the air.
So yes, let's begin, and we'll just see where the heck this goes. And when time starts to run out, did I tell you there's a Covenant prize involved with this? I went into the cash stash. I think the people at GeoSnippets Reboot Podcast won't mind too much. And from Coins and Pins, I have got a Geo Achievement set.
How many?
It's a set with the a geocoin and the pin matching for the 24-hour geo achievement.
I haven't done that.
Okay. Well, if you do, you will have a thing to go with it.
I'll be ready to go.
You'll be all set, sir. Or Manum, or Chad.
I won the contest on geocachingpodcast.com.
There you go. Something like that. Right. So this is the coveted prize that will go to one of our hosts. If they don't bludgeon into each other to do it. So, all right.
Congratulations, Taz.
Yeah, he's heard all the questions.
All right. We will start off with the simple stuff. We'll move to the quote-unquote round two and then round three at the end and go that way. So here we go. And the people listening to podcasts, come along with us.
Head up on me like this. She's already got her elbow open.
All right, get your objects in ready here, because I'm going to have to read and look at the same time here. You can't have it up. You got to keep them down. Get them down. Get the duck down, Taz. I'm just saying, get the duck down.
Don't judge me.
What size geocache is just large enough to hold a geocoin yet big enough to hold a sandwich? Mr. Pickle.
Yes, that would be a small.
Correct, sir. And you get a... All right, Scott's got 5.
I think I got some delay here on my network.
We can't account for that.
Okay. Don't blame me because you got a crappy ISP. Upgrade to business, Cap.
There you go. What level of difficulty requires special equipment? The duck.
Cinco
is correct. So, 5 and 5, Tad and Scott. All right, next one. What does the R in GPSR stand for? Duck.
Receiver.
All right.
Lay my tush.
Oh, this is going to be fun.
She's like,
she's ready now. She's like, bring it, buddy. Bring
she's
it.
She's like, she's looking right below it. I already have it up. I'm halfway up already.
There you go. Get. Wow. If you regularly upkeep a geocache, it is known as geocaching duck.
Maintenance.
Yeah, see?
He knows all these, Jesse. Why are you getting mad?
These are easy.
Yeah, see, she's giving up already. She's like,
don't
knows
give up.
Hey, I'm always trying to be.
I'm listening to the question before I let him finish.
I'm trying to get him in while my ISP's still up.
There you go. Because, yeah, if he pops off, he loses.
I'll catch him at round three. Right. That's when I'll catch up to him.
All right. What mechanical instrument in space does a GPS receive its signal from? All right, Pickle.
Yes, a GPS.
Correct.
No, a satellite.
Oh, no.
Isn't that a negative 10 there?
No. He flipped. He flipped.
I said a GPS satellite.
There.
Okay. Just a little delay there between the GPS and the satellite.
It's his ISP. That's his ISP.
My ISP.
All right, this one actually tripped these guys up before, so I'm going to see if they know. How many legs does the traditional travel bug icon have? Duck.
Four.
Four is correct, sir.
That was from the last show, wasn't it?
No, that was on... Well, you guys had it on our last show. We had that one. You guys all flunked it.
Yeah, I remember.
Okay. Oh, here's a good one. I like this one. How far apart minimum in feet or meters can two geocaches be?
I beat him. Don't even think about it.
No.
I totally beat you.
No, you didn't.
We'll go with Pickle. We'll go with Pickle.
I totally beat you, Tess. That's 528.
All right.
What was that answer?
It was correct. Don't worry about it.
I didn't hear that last number.
It was correct.
It was 528 feet. All right. Good, good.
Okay.
I love competition.
Andy, you have to watch the screen if you're gonna.
I gotta read and go. I need Amy here.
He was looking down at his paper when I raised my duck.
I will keep up.
Whatever, dude. I totally
squeaky wheel wins.
Go back and watch the video.
If you lose, Chad, we'll consider it.
Yeah, you
need to get closer to the camera. That's my problem.
There you go. Right. Got to get closer because Shorty Nitz has got to get in the game here. True or false? Geocaching headquarters resides in Spokane, Washington. Pickle. Answer, please.
False.
False is correct, sir. Wow, we're doing good here. By the way, Taz and Scott are now tied.
Yeah, there you go. You can go away anytime you want now, Taz. Feel free to for your ISP to go.
All right. Signal the Frog traditionally has something on the top of his head. What color is this something? I see duck. All I see is duck.
That's a yellow antenna.
That would be correct, sir.
Wait, wow. Jesse thinks you're wrong. What?
All I heard was antenna.
Yellow. Yellow antenna.
Yeah, what color is this something? All right.
I didn't even know.
Okay, this is a good one. I don't have to look. How many degrees is on a standard compass? Aha! Shorty Nitz.
360.
That is correct. You're on the board.
Weren't you already on the board?
I was not.
Oh, I thought you were.
I am now currently on the board.
Oh. Awesome. How many continents?
Is going.
How many continents have all geocaches on them?
What? Oh.
I saw a pickle.
Yeah, seven.
Seven is correct, sir. Again, you are tied. Oh, here we go. What are the first two letters of every geocache code? Pickle.
GC.
GC. Scott takes the lead.
Yes, that's right.
What does the acronym for POI stand for? Doc.
Point of interest.
Ooh, he's slowly going. He's going.
He's going, but...
He's going. It's only a matter of time.
And Scott...
Look at him.
He's going silent.
I have a chance.
All right. All trackable items require this one unique thing to be considered a trackable. Shorty Nitz.
A code?
Specific?
Code? A TB number?
I don't know. What else
would
I...
There are there's two things that you do to consider a trackable. One's the activation code, and the other one is the...
Trackable Trackable number.
Okay, tracking number. There we go. We'll give it to her.
What is it?
Wait, it is. It's tracking number, but it's they said everything but. So we'll give it.
All right. I'm confused on what.
I know.
Okay.
I'll take it.
All right. Let's move on to some of these.
We go on to stage two, or we still on one?
Huh? We're still on one. We'll go to stage two in a minute. Okay. What state did Dave Umner get credit for placing what is now known as the first geocache? I saw a duck.
You got the duck up. Why are you even
saw the duck.
I heard state and Dave Umner, so that's Oregon.
Yes, correct.
And that was point of interest, if you didn't hear me before, which obviously you didn't. The other one, the POI.
Yes.
Right.
All
right.
We heard is...
kill the humans. Blah, blah, blah.
What geocache size would a 5-gallon bucket or 20 liters be defined as? Pickle.
Yes. That is a... What do you say? I'm going to go... Wait. I'm going to take a shot in the dark because I was halfway listening and I was shocked it was pickle. I'm going to go large.
All right. Taz and Scott are tied. If a geocache needs repairs or could be inaccessible area, what status should it be? Shorty Nets.
Needs maintenance.
Actually, disable. We'll take leaves maintenance, though.
Oh, status.
All right. We'll give it.
Make me feel better.
You're lucky you're cute.
What does the acronym LN mean? Pickle.
You say LN?
Yes.
I have absolutely no idea. Take 10 away. I have absolutely no idea.
All right, Shorty Nets, yours was up.
Left nothing.
Damn.
All right, the lady with the Cupid doll gets that one.
Damn.
What is the maximum geocache listing you can receive from a pocket query?
Oh.
Mr. Pickle.
Oh, I didn't put mine up.
You didn't put it up? All right, then Shorty Nets. That was a half.
Yeah, I halved it.
I forget the question, but I think 1,000. All right.
All right. Just to bring the score here, Taz is at 35, Scott is at 25, Shorty Nets is at 25. So she is a playa. A person who validates the geocache listings before they can be published is Duck.
A reviewer.
Alrighty. As of this month and year, how old is geocaching? Shorty Nets.
16 years.
All right, Shorty Nitz is beating Scott.
What?
Just saying.
All right.
We'll fix that. Oh, this was a good one, actually. This was in last week's quiz, but we'll let you try it. What iteration of Geo Woodstock will it be in 2020? Shorty Nitz.
18?
Oh,
yeah. Excellent. Little math there.
I couldn't tell you.
Little math
there. Did we go to 13? Which one did we go to?
14's coming up.
There's 14 this year.
So we went to 12.
We went
down
to 12.
Yeah.
Little math there to throw people in.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Okay. The public code of travel bugs always start with what two letters? Ooh, tie, but I'm going to go Shorty Nets.
TV.
I think Shorty Nets was first.
for the record, Taz and Shorty Nets are now tied.
Oh, you're kidding.
Scott's trailing. Let's see. Oh, this is a good one.
Are we still on round one?
No, we're starting in round two.
Okay, because I'm not knowing anything.
We're just going in. If you want a log that you dipped a traveler into a geocache, what type of log would you use? Doc.
Visitor.
Anyone to take Shorty?
Right note?
Correct. All right.
Wait, Cass looks dumbfounded.
Shorty Nitz is now...
I was,
Yes.
Not the log pocket.
Yes. What is the brand name of special geocaching log paper that could be written even when wet? That's a tie. Man, oh, Pete. Jeez, oh, Pete, they all hit at that one. We'll go with the lowest to highest and go this way.
That's me?
Yes, you.
How about Right in the Rain?
All right, good stuff. All right, so Shorty Knits at 50, Taz and Scott at 30.
Oh, my.
Yes, moving up here. True or false, is there an attribute to signify that a geocache is placed on the owner's front yard? Shorty Knits.
Yeah. You want to know what it's called?
Go for it.
Oh, I thought that was a question. It's a private property.
Actually. Yes, absolutely correct.
Look it up. I can't even tell you what it's called.
Yeah.
Well, don't take it, you know, she was behind there at one point. If you do not want geocachers to easily read your log entry, what do you do? Oh, I'm going to go pickle.
I'll never get tired of you saying that, Andy. That would be, you would, it's Rot 13. You would, hold on. You would decipher it, or cipher it.
Oh, dumper. Shorty Knits, since he's jumping up and down, do you want to take that?
That would be encrypt.
You know what I meant. Dude.
Okay.
You know what I meant.
I'm just saying what's on the paper. Yeah. All right. I'm not even going to say the score right now, just for to keep the confidence of the host where it should be. The Giga Event icon has something inside the bubble graphic. What is it? There are two choices. Duck.
The letter G.
We'll accept that. It actually has G or Giga.
Wait, this must be the level threes.
No, no, no.
I didn't know that one.
No. All right.
We don't get Gigas here.
I've never seen the icons. So.
Oh, there you go. Term used for geocache types that are available to find but no longer available for creation. Pick all.
Archived? Tanking them now.
Anybody want to take it? Term used for geocache types. Go ahead, Shorty.
Is it grandfathered?
Oh, get out of town.
I wasn't going to take a chance. I didn't want to lose 10 points there.
All right, Shorty Knits is at 65. Taz at 35. Scott is at 10.
What, 10? I was in the lead.
Oh,
need a double jeopardy here.
It's getting there.
I'm in desperate need for double jeopardy.
What is the first year of copyright for Groundspeak Inc.?
Really?
Doc.
The only reason he knows this is because he listens to your show. There's no way he knows the answer to this. Say it,
Mr. Doc.
What is it?
2000.
Yeah.
He's creeping up.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. If you wanted to organize a bunch of geocaches together for yourself or someone else, what would you use in geocaching.com? Doc.
Pocket query?
See, that's what I was going to say, too.
Okay, so what do you mean by organize?
Hold on. Let's
okay, here's the question. If you wanted to organize a bunch of geocaches together for yourself or someone else, what would you use on geocaching.com?
A pocket query. I'm not answering, my pickle didn't go up.
Your pickle didn't go up?
A pocket query. Would you?
No. And this is exact text. All right, we'll move on.
I don't know. Tell me what it is.
Well, I shouldn't, just so people don't know. Bookmark list.
Oh.
A bookmark list.
Guess because you worded it weird. If you didn't word it weird, we would have a new bookmark list.
Well, you know, that's right wording right out of their stuff.
That's an interesting way to word a bookmark list.
When looking at a geocaching.com map, what does the star icon signify? Oh, I got to go pickle.
That's your own cache.
Yes, your hides. Correct. Way to go, Scott. You're back on the board.
Yay.
All right. I think we'll move on to the tough ones.
No, we haven't had the tough ones yet.
No, I've got several pages of the round two. Like I said, it's nice when you got 150 some odd questions.
We haven't hit the tough ones.
You haven't hit the tough ones. All right. Here we go. Out of Travel Bugs, Path Tags, or Geocoins, which one of these can you keep as swag? Pickle.
Path Tag.
Oh, boy. He is correct.
I'm coming back now.
All right.
This should be worth 20 points in this round. 20 points in this round.
Shorty Knits has 65. Taz has 30. Scott has 20.
I'm getting it.
All right. Let's see. What is the last stage of a multi-cache called? Ooh, Shorty Knits.
Final.
All righty.
That's tough.
Well, you know, it's tough for some, isn't it for others?
The incorporation of Groundspeak was tougher than that.
What does the acronym PAF stand for? Pickle.
Come on, I created this. Phone a friend.
All right, Scott's creeping up. He's just...
Or Periscope a friend.
Or Periscope a friend. Let's see. That one's too tough. That is
look at
just,
them. Like, they'll never know.
They'll never know this one. The word geocache means what? Duck.
It means earth.
I want exact. I want exact.
Temporary hidden location or
a dude.
Stash. Earth stash.
I'm almost going to have to give him on this.
Well, hold on. Let Jesse take a crack at it before.
All right. I'll tell you what. The best of the two answers and judge is final.
Okay.
Jesse.
I would have to say something left behind on the earth.
No. So, Taz, the actual answer is, and this is out of the geocaching blog, hidden location on earth, as geo means earth and cache is French for hidden location or place. So we will give it to Mr. Taz. All right. Let's see. Shorty Knits has got a comfortable lead. We'll just leave it there. When creating an app that utilizes geocaching.com's data, what license do you need? Shorty Knits.
The API.
All right. All right. She's holding her own. Let's see. You're going to hate me, but I'm going to do it anyways. In regards to geocaching, what does the acronym UTM stand for? Duck.
Universal Transmer Code. UTM, Universal Trans... Mer Code.
He's going to explode. Anyone going to take it?
I had it in my head, and then
Universal something.
Yes, congratulations, like Scott. You got the first one.
Yeah.
Universal Transverse Mercator. Your Mercator lines. Yes.
That's
by the way, Taz, you and Scott are comfortable to know that you're both tied at 25. Shorty Knits is at 75.
Oh my God! Really?
Yes. What is the only current attribute that is of the color yellow? Duck.
Multi. Or attribute. Oh, man.
Pickle! the beacon. Beacon!
A little bit more.
Beacon. You need more than beacon.
Really? You need more than the beacon?
Yes.
Come on. Chirp beacon.
Chirp.
Yeah, the chirp beacon. You need more than that?
Yes.
I think it's technically, I know what it is.
Really?
Okay, Shorty Knits, what's the full?
Isn't it technically a wireless beacon?
Seriously, beacon's not good enough for you. You know what I mean. You know what I mean.
The judge back here is a real pain in the ass. I'm just saying.
Really?
Okay, one...
And then you're like, let me get it. It's the wireless beacon.
Gave you a chance.
Well, at least you didn't get deducted. I'm just saying. Right. Let's see. On the geocaching.com's map page, under Set Map Preferences button, there are two map types to choose from. One is Google Maps. What is the other? Pickle. Now he's just going for it.
No, that one didn't go where I thought it was going to go. The other one is Google Maps and the...
Are you Googling?
That question went way different than I thought it was going to go to.
All right. That's right. You're back tied with Taz. Anybody want to take it? Doc?
Leaflet.
Leaflet maps.
You knew it?
Yeah.
you people like pay way too much attention to that website.
I'm telling you. That's good stuff. All right. One more. And I think we have our winner, but we'll put it here just for fun. On the geocaching website, what do you go to invite friends to come geocache with you?
What?
On the geocaching website, what or where do you go to invite friends to come geocache with you? Shorty Knits.
I know there's a refer a friend link, but I don't know what
name. We'll take it.
Wow, really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then it actually, if you go to it, it'll actually show you how many caches anyone that you've referred has
and
found.
Now you're just rubbing it in.
All right. I think that's a pretty clear and present thing here. So here are the scores. Shorty Nitz has 85. Taz has 20. And Scott has it in the rear.
I have a pickle.
Of 15. All right, good stuff. So there you go. I hope that whets your appetite, Mr. Scott, for playing the quiz. For that. And Miss Shorty Knits, you are now the proud owner, and I'll need your address in that, of the Coins and Pins 24-hour Geo Achievement Geo Coin Set.
So probably should maybe do that.
Then. We'll never do it.
All right. Good stuff.
Thank you. This was a lot of fun.
Thank you so much for being on. I appreciate it for all of you. And Scott, it's nice to see you.
Yes, I'll see you in a couple of weeks. I will be back in a couple of weeks.
That's good.
Something next week, but then I think next week.
We have preschool graduation.
I do. I have Shane's preschool graduation next week.
So. Right.
But then after that, I should be back.
Okay. Sounds good. At least till the 15th. All right. Let's wrap this puppy up. Here we go. Thank you, fine folks, for subscribing to the Geocaching Podcast. Please be sure to join us each and every Wednesday at 9:30 p.m. Eastern Time for another episode of the Geocaching Podcast right here on the Geocaching Podcast website at www.geocachingpodcast.com/live. The video version of our show is available on YouTube. The audio version is available on our home website, iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, and many of your favorite podcatchers. We love hearing from our viewers and listeners, so please visit us through our social media sites or contact us via our voicemail line at 630-31-VOICE. The Geocaching Podcast is a Head Hard Hat production and is produced by Andy Smith, Scott Burks, Corey Stevens, and Chad Courtney. This show is copyright 2016 by Andrew T. Smith. All rights reserved.